Welcome to this sample audio clip, which comes from the series entitled Multi-Hull Conversations with Jim Brown. In this segment, Jim again speaks to catamaran sailor Fred Yeats. This short MP3 features a portion of the entire interview where Fred shares his tale of being caught in a terrible storm in the Gulf of Tehuantepec off the coast of Mexico. You can find out more about this historic audio series at www.outrigmedia.com.
This is March. This is around the first week of March. And it's supposed to be good weather and so on and so forth. And so we found ourselves the next morning just kind of almost becalmed, the current kind of holding us in place, fishing boats still all around, close in and further out. And we fought and crawled our way along the coastline, working our way towards Puerto Madera, and we just weren't making a lot of progress. But late that afternoon, Holly laid down to take a nap, and I was debating whether to start the motor or whatever, and I noticed there was two or three other monohulls just out from us about a mile or so, and they were kind of in the same position we were, just really not making any progress. And then I looked up over towards the mountains and saw these huge thunderheads, just the biggest thunderheads I'd ever seen, and I knew something was coming. And so I woke Holly up, and we started tying everything down and getting ready for a blow. And I was considering putting the anchor down right then. But a couple of fishing boats passed between us and the beach, and a couple more circled around from, the fishing boats were still out there, and it made it difficult to think about putting an anchor down, because they would just run into you. Nobody seemed to be watching the helm. They were back pulling nets and stuff. So I just dropped the sail and tied everything down as best I could. And what I should have done then is had something to eat and drink, because I never had the opportunity again for quite a while. So And excuse me if I get a little emotional, because when it all floods back, it was not a good experience, and sometimes.
Well, you're excused, Fred. You can get as emotional as you want. I think the listener will realize why as the story goes here. But you probably took the safest course by going along the beach. That's supposed to be the safest way to get through there, because if it blows, at least it'll be a fair wind and you won't have this huge sea crashing on you. But it blew hard enough. What happened next now?
Well, the thing is that you want to get as close to the beach as possible and drop your anchors and things. But with the fishing boats still cruising around, I didn't think that was possible. And then the wind came up, but it came up out of the north and was blowing us right down the beach, and that was creating a huge surf on the beach. So I didn't want to get too close to that. And the wind just came up just instantly. It went from 0 to 45, and then it picked up even just a little bit more. And there were a couple of fishing boats right near us. And I remember one that was upwind of us, maybe a quarter of a mile, maybe a little bit less, good-sized boat, maybe 50, 55 foot, you know. And it just got rolled right over on its side and sank.
Oh, and, my God, I had no idea you'd seen that.
Yeah, I mean, and this is within the first couple of hours. And there was no way I could get over there to, you know, I didn't see anybody swimming. By now there's whitecaps and surf on the beach and, you know, we're bare poles, but we're zooming along. The wind is just really pushing us south. And I feel bad that there was just nothing I could do. I didn't have enough motor power to get up there. And you know, so right away I'm going, oh, my gosh. So anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so here we go. We're off to the races. And it's starting to get dark. And I'm thinking, boy, if this wind holds, we'll be off Puerto Madero before midnight. And, you know, we'll be okay. But about an hour or so after dark, as I remember, the wind just shifted. It started coming right off the mountains. Just, I mean, as fast as I can tell you that the wind shifted, that's how fast it started blowing offshore. And it went from 50 to 80, and just like that we were being blown offshore, and even then I thought about dropping the anchor, but I guess I just wasn't prepared to do that right then. I just didn't have it set up. I'd made up my mind. The wind was blowing us towards Puerto Madero, and we were going to be okay. But that was the wrong decision.
Thanks for listening. To listen to this complete story or find out more about all of the audios in this series, please visit us on the web at www.outrigmedia.com.